104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast. Roo, the mighty Camry Crows. Boy, didn't they hit the ground running last weekend.
Got to be premiership favourites, I think, Dits. I think we're going to win our first flag since 98.
Talking about, of course, the women's team.
Yeah, well, the blokes couldn't win a flag, so we'll get the girls in to do it. And they've got a big game tonight. They play the Western Bulldogs, who probably are premiership favourites, Dits. Big game in Melbourne, and one of the stars is Ebony Marinoff. She joins us now. G'day, Ebony.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good. Now, how have you pulled up? You know, I've always seen the boys like Roo come in hobbling and they're sore after a game. Gee, there were some bone-crunching tackles last week. How's the body?
I'm a little bit sore, a little bit tender still, but now I'm feeling fresh and ready to go again tonight. But if you asked me at the start of the week, I probably wasn't walking too well, but now fresh and ready to go tonight.
You were jumping around like a jack-in-a-box at the end of the game, Ebony. What sort of unbelievable feeling was it for you girls?
It was unreal, you know, to be standing there last week and playing my first ever AFL women's game was an amazing experience and something I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
So what do you know about the Bulldogs? Have you had a chance to watch their game from last week?
Yeah, I have a couple of times throughout the week. Didn't want to look into it too in-depth. Obviously, we're a different team to Freo, so the way that they played last Saturday night will be different to the way they play tonight. But they're a very strong team and they've got a, you know, a good five or so guns, and they're probably the best five players in Australia. So they'll be given a red hot crack tonight. They've probably got the strongest midfield in the AFL women's team. But I'm feeling really good about tonight. So hopefully we can get the win.
Go the knuckle. Yeah, that's what you do.
Run
when
through.
Just get physical. Hey, what's your background? Tell us your pathway to the Crows side.
So I've been playing footy since I was 5 years old. I played down at Lockleys Football Club. Played all my junior footy down there with the boys and quite frequently was the only girl in the team. And then, at 14 was told I was no longer able to play with the boys anymore and then found multiple women's football club and played there ever since. But did play netball and did a bit of surf lifesaving throughout my junior footy career.
Tell us about some of the nicknames that are getting around the Crows women's team at the moment.
We got a few. I reckon I've got the best one, though. I reckon Noffy's up there.
Noffy. Yeah, happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. But we've got Cougs, we've got Flipper. We got the Beast, we've got Big Dog, we've got Little Dog.
What about Sarah Perkins? Has Tex stuck?
She's Perky. She's not going to be Tex, but that's funny.
Perky.
That was awesome.
I think, what about her story?
Girls like being called Perky, don't they?
Big Sarah.
No, I'm the only one allowed to call her that. When she moved from Melbourne. But
Big Sarah got overlooked at the draft. She didn't get picked up. She lost a lot of weight. Got fit. She lost 40 kilos. Jeez.
40 kilos, yeah.
And
still dropping it. It just comes off week by week, honestly.
Well, can kick a drop punt from outside 50.
Yeah, she's an awesome asset to our team. You know, she'll be out to show the Melbourne, you know, selectors why she's so good, and we're just fortunate enough that we grabbed her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, good luck tonight. Let's go two in a row for the mighty Camry Crows.
We'll try our best.
Good on you, Noffy.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
There you go. Ebony Marinoff.
Mark Ricciuto and Chris Dittmar for breakfast.